everybody. I'm Dr. Bryke, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. And with me today in our transatlantic studio is Professor Koscheck. Hi, Marco.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Florian. It's a week ahead again, around again. So here we are with the, with our program again.
Right. We will continue today where we left last week with the same topic, the supplements, the ABMI supplements line, why we are pressing so much on it, because it's an important component of our home care program. At the end of the discussion, if we have the time, we will talk about the three major pillars of our HCP or the home care program. And two of them are the supplements. One is the supplements and the second is the sauna. And the third will be the balneo paramedic team. But anyway, the supplements are extremely important. So we'll continue with the topic today.
Excellent. Excellent. Shall we, where do you propose that we start?
Well, we have a couple of topics which we did not address for lack of time last week. So I would start alliterating them here. We'll have why are the supplements specific? Then number two, can we replace them with generics? Everybody does his own concoction of supplements. Yes or no? The answer is no. We'll talk about why not. Number three will be the permanent update of the ABMI line of supplements. Mm-hmm. Number four will be, what about the costs of the top of the line supplement line? And number five, if we reach there, as I introduced before, are the pillars of this, the HCP, one of them being the sauna, the other one being the supplements. So let's crank on. Okay. We have a lot of stuff in here. Okay. The time is 9 minutes past the hour. So let's go on. Okay.
So maybe about specific supplements. I think it's important to say why this matters, basically. Why specific? Because different chronic diseases doesn't matter or whatever. Require different treatments also, and that means that these specific supplements are somehow targeted, I would say, with some support to specific, I don't know, pathways which could repair joint circulation, detoxification, and etc. Also, maybe they address deficiencies which are seen in the patient undergoing spa thermal rehabilitation program or complement medically supervised balneology protocol. So basically, we are using this when really want to be targeting on the issue. So that would be for the beginning, and I'm sure that you would add on that, you know.
Right. I mean, if we are talking, we are comparing general supplements or generic supplements. Everybody, you know, in America uses a lot of supplement stuff, mm-hmm. and so on. They are naturally not disease targeted. They are targeting a particular deficiency in nutrition, in the metabolism, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Some of them could be called as targeting if you have, you know, if you are thinking of strengthening your immune system, okay, there are some supplements with particular components in there for the immune system and so on. But basically, they are not specific. So our ABMI supplement line must be, will be, has to be designed specific to different chronic disease. Now, we know that the list of chronic disease could be extremely long. However, mm-hmm. some chronic disease are prevalent. And without implying that we will be treating by statistics, but we do have to look at what is the incidence of different specific disease on the American population? We are talking about diabetes type 2, we are talking about allergies, we are talking about MS, we are talking about respiratory problems, kidney problems, high blood pressure, obesity. Now, obesity seems to be now more and more a chronic, pretty much considered a chronic derangement, or if not a disease, but we will go into that later on too. So there are very specific such groups, big groups of disease, and if we lump them all together, then we will find that a particular disease are requiring particular higher amounts of different minerals, different vitamins, different kind of you know, probiotics and so on. So now, based on the fact that the patient will be completely investigated before he starts his BANO program, we will have a complete diagnostic and the stage in which the patient finds himself on the beginning. So now, based on those deficiencies, based on the progression of his chronic disease, based on previous medication, previous symptoms and present symptoms, the specialists will determine what is the proper starting regimen.
Absolutely.
And that will be translated into how do we combine our supplement line to offer to the patient the highest possible delivery of necessary elements for his self-cure program. Remember, we started a long time ago talking about the major difference between BANO medicine and pharmaceutic medicine. And we concluded that BANO medicine is, in the reality, a support for the body's own regeneration and healing. So we are actually opening all the doors wide. We are providing all the necessary elements we know about and we can provide for the body to start the, to initiate and to continue the regeneration of itself.
Absolutely. And I think if I just add, in short, precision supplementation equals better therapeutic outcomes. And this is exactly what we would like to achieve with this.
Absolutely. If we do not contemplate any kind of starvation of the body into one or the other element, if we deliver plenty of such elements without an extra toxification of the body.
Absolutely.
And we have that discussion with Professor Resch, where
Absolutely.
He is clearly saying that water soluble supplements, minerals, and vitamins, and so on, are easier to excrete, to eliminate if the quantity is too high versus the other one, which are oil or fat soluble, which can accumulate in our body. So again, it's a huge scientific a way of putting those supplements together to give the body the maximum of support,
absolutely,
but not to increase the toxicity.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that we're going to lead me, because I'm watching like a hawk the time running, because we have a lot of material today. So that leads me directly to the second question. Can we take generic supplements?
Yeah.
Can we say, oh, well, I'm so happy I have now 20 bottles of this and that. I'm going to take them until they expire or whatever, until I finish them. And then we're going to go into ABMI supplement line. Why doing that when this, when I can get them in a local pharmacy and so forth? That is the major question. And this question came from patients. So let's talk about that. Can we take any generic supplement out there and pretend we do the job?
Well, that's a crucial message to me. I believe, you know, because
Right.
well, you can actually. I am just thinking how to make my point. You know, if you have some small wound, you can't go with I don't know, antibiotic immediately. So you don't bomb yourself with heavy weapon unless you find out what is this small problem which is there. So I think that, to my understanding, and I'm not an expert here, so that's I would more provoke you, that over the counter products are not designated to therapeutic integration with balneology. We want to really address, because we will really let's say put forward this program where people will have top treatments in the best spas in Europe. And I think that also supplements should follow that top level of I would say impact then in every dimension. So I think that's why I would be probably very reserved about yes for the generic supplements anyway. But of course, as I said, you are an expert on this.
Well, okay, so why not generic? First of all, because generic implies that you are also cooperating with your physician. That means that the physician tells you, well, you are iron deficient, and you go to the pharmacy and you start buying everything for iron what's on the shelf. Now, that's not the answer, because once you are on in the European Center and you start your program, the analysis of your condition, the therapeutic value which is put on the future treatment, and the initial diagnostic, it's extremely fine-tuned together. So you're trying to medicate yourself and to get something local in there. Neither will combine precisely the way how we want the supplements to come together in your body, nor would you deliver exactly the amount we believe it will be important for your condition. And furthermore, you will not be able to tell when to reduce, when to increase the supplements.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, so you will require a precise analysis of your condition, a precise blood work and everything in there very often in order to be able to regulate those kind of things. You are not called to do that. Poisoning your body with unknown, and individually the supplements, general supplements, could be harmless. However, the toxicity increases by the dose you are taking every day. Now, also the interaction, the synergetic effect between them and others, right? So no, the answer is definitely not. If you go along on this trip, if you go on the biomedical program of rejuvenation, chronic disease treatment, and so on, you will want to stick with something which is very, very specific.
Absolutely.
Designed for this.
Targeted.
Okay. Right, targeting your problem and also being monitored, as you said several times in the past, you are not on your own.
Yeah.
You will be very precisely monitored by the doctors on this in the center. So now when you come back, you will still have the same monitoring based on a monitoring system based on what your program will be doing home. So definitely, do not go in there and try to medicate yourself.
Absolutely.
And try to, we will talk about the costs later and so on. There is neither a beneficial saving in doing that, nor a beneficial combining of the supplements on your own kitchen table. So the basic idea is you start with a program, stick with a program.
Absolutely.
Right?
So my kind of addition, which is basically the repeating what you said, the generic supplements are not calibrated to work synergistically with the mineral therapy, hydrotherapy, or sauna induced changes, which we are talking about with balneology, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So you will need to know exactly the effect of certain dose of supplements, basically how that interacts with the other supplements you are taking. Okay?
Yeah.
How does it interact with your food regimen? You are eating 3-4 bananas a day for your potassium. All right. How much potassium do you have in the supplements you are taking? A classical example. Okay. Are we talking about increasing level of toxicity? Yes or no? Are we trying to repair this corner and we're destroying another corner? So in other words, what are we doing? And therefore, consider the supplements. They are not pharmaceutical medicine per se, but consider the supplements as the top necessary addition to your food regimen every day. And nobody will tell you, well, if you need to put more energy in there, let's try eating a half of a pound of honey every day, because that will definitely cause a tremendous problem in your system, right?
Absolutely.
So food is food. Supplements are very close to food. They are not pharmaceutics in the sense of they are not producing an immediate impact on your health as a pharmaceutical pill will do. So your feeling of what's going on when you're starting taking supplements will develop gradually, because the self-repair of the body, it's a slow, steady process. And possibly in a matter of medical philosophy, which we are now working quite a bit on with Professor Resch, it's to make the doctors understand that it's not the immediate effect what is required. Is something else, which is called the trend. The trend.
And the
in
process.
Other words, exactly. In
it
other words,
time. Yeah.
Exactly. In other words, I have my problem. I'm looking in the future where I want to be. And I'm establishing the successful way of going there. In other words, I'm setting up the direction of my body. I'm setting up the trend. And the trend is more important than the immediate action, because an immediate pharmaceutical action on your body, number one, will be a short duration. Number two, will have to be maintained properly with more and more medication. Will have side effects. And the bottom line is, as our Secretary of Health, Bobby Kennedy, would say, it's just a Band-Aid on an amputated arm.
Yep.
So in other words, the bleeding will continue. It will bring you down completely, but you are keeping a Band-Aid on. So you are not fighting the cause, you are fighting the symptom. Okay, so this is the difference to bio medicine. This is also the difference to the supplements. The supplements will have a very long but lasting effect going into the proper trend.
And we can add that since they are designed by at least those with which we will begin from Dr. Majic, our colleague from Slovenia, who was working 25-30 years in balneology,
right,
and
exactly.
designed these formulas which are specifically for balneological metabolic responses, for thermal therapy recovery cycles, or detoxification routes triggered by sauna and hydrotherapy, as I mentioned before, or chronic condition targeted protocols. So basically, this supplement line is really, I would say, tailor-made to the main course, which is balneology treatment.
Right. The balneology treatment, a slow process, important is to have the proper direction. And
that's
to
right.
make sure that the direction is steady towards your goal. In other words, no deviations, no falling backs, no exaggerations into one direction, just steady going where you want to go. So that is the next step, which says, the permanent update of the ABMI line. Why a permanent update? So in other words, we are designing the line. We have the initial 5-6 supplements, even more now, because we are developing every single month. We're coming with another one. So this is not basically a line which will be stagnating. We will add, we will modify, we will continue improving on this line,
yeah,
because also the statistics are developing every day. We have new realizations.
Absolutely.
Of how the post-COVID syndrome is going.
Yeah.
We have now an enormous, I mean, people are talking about the largest medical study ever in history. In other words, the entire planet, it's involved into this study because the COVID attacked the entire planet. What we know now is that over 20, initially was 20 million, 22 million died all over the world. It is very possible that the numbers are way, way higher.
Way higher,
even
yes.
Possible double than that. So in other words, the biggest medical study ever experienced by humans in the past and to the present of medicine. So based on that, our statistics are modifying every single day.
Well, so, I would support your statement that our supplement line would have absolutely kind of continuously evolvement. And this means regular review of new scientific evidence, advances in balneology, emerging clinical data from patient outcomes, and improved ingredient technology. So basically, we will absolutely maintain these standards and quality to the let's say time regularly.
Right. It is also important to analyze the components, as we saw in the other episodes, to analyze the components, the provenience of the components, the purity of the components, if we can replace a component with a safer one, if we can replace the component with another component which has a different kind of interaction with other components, it would be just a permanent update of the original. We are now actually, what we are saying is that our ABMI supplement line, it's an improved formula of a very successful European line. And as you mentioned before, Dr. Majc, an expert in cardio medicine, in internal medicine, he actually spent his entire life in balneo medicine.
That's right.
Right? So in other words, he is not just a hospital specialist.
No.
He's not a guy who spent his life on pharmaceutics and watching the results of the newest drugs in pharmaceutics. He spent his life in analyzing the problems of the body under different thalassal medicine, thermal medicine, mineral waters, you know, cave medicine, and you have in Slovenia over there, those beautiful pools in natural caves and so on. So in other words, the old-fashioned medicine and the influence of that on the present life. So based on that, we are observing a constant modification of the use of the supplements and what is the targeting element of each supplement and the interaction. So
Well, I would say the kind of sorry to jump, but it is absolutely important that this reformulation goes for higher bioavailability, cleaner ingredients. These are things which I think are important to mention. More effective therapeutic synergy or integration of new models as in new chronic conditions, therapeutic needs, and so far. And our line should be all the time updating, so means in current trends, as you said, clinically relevant, scientifically defensible, and optimized for evolving therapy model. I prepare myself a little bit I know that maybe this sounds too complicated, but still,
no.
The key message and the key point is we should be constantly following the effect on of supplements to the to the patient.
Exactly, and I want to repeat for the benefit of the audience, because we are not talking about now medical professionals. We are talking
That's
about
right.
we are talking to the real patient. Okay, so the difference, as we said before, and it's important to repeat the crucial messages again and again, because it's a very new way of thinking. So a chronic disease is chronic because it takes you over your entire life. You will never heal up, so to speak, with the natural, with the pharmaceutical medicines we have today. The pharmaceutical medicines will gonna ameliorate, will make it better, will make it more convenient for the patient, but we will not terminate the disease. The biomedicine aims to terminate the disease, aims to bring your body to a much better health and maintain you into a better health. Again, as we mentioned before, the trend. Now, but then if you want to call it the negative part of biomedicine, is that everything will take longer time.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Now, because it takes long time, because it's the arm of the nature, the body will not, you are growing from a baby to a teenager in as the word would say, in 10 years, and you are still a teenager by the time, I mean, probably I'm still a teenager now, I don't know.
Yeah.
But probably mentally, but anyway, but my point is that as it goes over a very long period of time and the process is therefore chronical, in other words, chronos means time in Greek, so in other words, goes over a lifetime, so will be our supplement line with you.
Yeah.
Now, here comes the big thing. You want to be sure of what you are taking, because taking it for a decade, for a long time, it will only produce the immediate question, how safe is that supplement? So I'm subscribing completely to that supplement line. Is it safe enough? And that's what the question is. Is my that's the difference between a biomedical supplement and a regular supplement. The regular supplement may be with you for a year. You may buy on sell 20 bottles, use them, then jump on another, and you continue like that, right? Because you're not married to that line. Well, now, if you go into a biomedical supplement, you are pretty much subscribing to that line, because you know you will be taking it against your asthma, or if you are diabetic, for a decade, for longer, for whatever, right? So now you need to know that, you need to trust that line. Again, from previous episodes, the chain of trust. You need to trust that supplement line, because that will be with you for a long time.
Yeah.
Therefore, updating of the supplements, reevaluating the synergetic effect, reevaluating the concentration what you're taking, the concentration, it's mandatory to be watched by your professionals, by your doctors. You cannot go in there and increase the dose from one pill a day to four, reduce it down to three, go back to four. You cannot do that.
Because
you have a prescription, you have a system which you have to follow.
And if you go into these treatments, you will have kind of regular checkups, repeat visits to the spa, the checks again there, and then of course the home program, and so that means that you are constantly followed and somehow monitored by the team of people who knows the business.
That's exactly what you just said now. So our prescription to recall again, or reiterate again to our audience, our prescription, particularly Dr. Professor Resch's prescription, is every 9 months to return to the center.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Go to another center also indicated by your supporting medical team.
Yeah.
Now, so every time you go to the center, the entire structure around you will be reevaluated. Your regimen on your supplements. You will be also monitored by your local doctor in America, who will be in touch with our biomedical doctor. So again, the monitoring of your supplements, of your intake of your supplements, will be constantly observed, regulated, adapted, and modified as necessary.
Absolutely. Right?
So, Marco, forgive me for jumping to the next, because we can talk about it for
a
long time.
No, we must move. It is
keep the time, right?
It is close to the end.
Right, exactly. So one word which is important, I mean, probably not important for somebody who values his health.
Health,
I mean,
yes.
Okay, so the cost of the supplements. Now, very briefly, what's the price tag on your life? What's the price tag on your health?
Yeah.
Let's just say you're a well-to-do person and you reached to a point in your life where you have everything what you need. You are at middle age or elderly. You like to travel, but you have arthritis, you have MS, you have asthma, you have diabetes, you have doctor appointments every single week. My patients, right? My patients today, tomorrow, probably a good majority of my patients, which I'm going to see tomorrow, have to make a very special effort to fix their medical appointments. They are so in tune with their specialists and medical appointments that is like pathetic to look at them.
Mm.
It's like every single day they are going for blood check, for that check, for that check, for that check.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, they are busier now in the old age, more busier than they have been before.
Absolutely.
And
but
before,
with other things than they were before, probably they are not very pleased of, you know.
they are dead unhappy, and they are so busy, and they come to my office with their cell phones. Oh, let me check my schedule. You are retired. What schedule? Oh, no. I have a doctor appointment there. I have a dermatologist. I have a this. I have a that. A physiotherapy. So in other words, in order to maintain their life, they are completely enslaved by medical appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm.
So now, what's the price tag on that? Nobody can put a price tag.
Absolutely.
So now, coming back on the cost of the treatment. Dora, we are not saying that our supplement line will be cheap. We don't want that to be
cheap. We don't want, because
absolutely
I think that
not.
Quality must not be compromised.
Exactly. That's the point. Quality has its price. If you go for the best, the price will reflect that. But, and here comes the big but, we know very well that there are different ways of keeping the price down. And God knows, since before the pandemic, I was analyzing hundreds, if not thousands, of different kind of such arrangements and calculations. You can reduce the price by reducing the quality, by buying components which are dubious, by getting them from where you wouldn't even buy your bicycle tire from, and so forth. Okay, that's definitely number one no-no.
Yeah.
You can get the high price priced supplements from good manufacturers, from good origin, from again the chain of trust being represented strongly, but then the supplement will be an expensive one. Now, so what makes it cheap, and I'm using on purpose the word cheap, what makes a cheap supplement of cheap components expensive is how many hands are in the pie.
Absolutely.
In other words, the manufacturer, the originator, the general salesperson, the local salesperson, the pharmacy, the this, the that, the insurance, and so on. By the time that supplement is bought from you from the shelves of the pharmacy, you have in there possibly half of the price you are paying going into in-between chain of trade.
Exactly. So we just want to eliminate middlemen.
Right. So in other words, we are not having representatives. We are not selling this to different companies. We are offering the supplement online directly to our patients. Yeah. And we want to say so far, because now there's another aspect of this. ABMI, it's a non-profit organization. It's a 501c3, which is not supposed to make profit, and we don't intend to make profit. We will be offering the supplements and developing the supplements because we have no other choice. Yep. If we want to have a home care regimen supported by everything what the patient will need, we cannot just simply tell them, go to the pharmacy and buy your supplements. It will not going to happen. So that's the reason why we developed the line. We are not developing the line to make money with. Therefore, our cost, what's the cost of the top of the line? And we do have to say that ABMI supplement line, it's number one, the top of the line. Number two, it's absolutely unique because there are no biomedical supplements on the market today.
On the market, yeah.
Neither in Europe nor in the United States.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So this is the unique product, top of the line. So the only one way we can pass the cost to the end consumer is by going for the best possible ingredients, best possible manufacturing, safest possible way to put it in a bottle, and have nobody in between to try to make a profit, because ABMI is not for profit organization.
Absolutely right.
We also go further to say that in the future, and we hope very much to come to that, we will be able to offer the supplement line to the veterans on no cost to them. In other words, through charity and through donations and so on, will make the supplement line available to those veterans for free.
Mm.
Okay. Now, so this is kind of this is what I'm saying, the cost. What's the cost to the top of the line? Considering what it's doing for you, considering where it's coming from, considering how it's put together, the price is utterly insignificant.
I agree. So we have here really direct to consumer distribution, which you explained in detail, which somehow resulted in premium therapeutic value without compromising safety or efficacy. So that's
exactly right. So once you are in the center in Bad Nauheim, in Germany, in Slovenia, in your biomedical center, and the doctors over there will introduce you to our supplement line, you will be able to get the supplements here home. That's the whole idea of the ABMI supplement line. That's the reason why. I mean, to tell you the truth and to tell the audience the truth, I was planning from the beginning into doing research, finding the best supplements out there. Not even for a minute crossed my mind that we would be one day here developing our supplements line, because honestly, I didn't have the time. I was not even considering doing that. We had many other things to do, right? But then, looking into what's available on the market, the question was immediately, wait a minute, those are not the supplements we want.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, this just evolves by years now,
yes.
Remembering that we are somehow working a long time, and we just need to adapt to the situation, because the situation was simply changing, and this is at the moment looking the best and the most viable solution. Of course, we will following very carefully and monitoring what is happening on, and if things will, or situations or circumstances will change again, we will adapt again, you know.
Exactly. So I think we have one more subject in here. We'll do it for next time.
Okay.
We will talk about the home care program and the main pillars of the program, which are the sauna.
Sauna, yeah.
We will talk about the sauna and why the sauna is such a super element of it. The supplements, we just talked about them, and then the balneoparamedic team. Those are the three pillars of the home care program. I would say for the day we had quite enough. We plowed, we bombed
the audience with the information today, but still, this is how it is with supplements, you know.
Exactly. So we started with asking ourselves, why are the supplements specific and important? We ask our question, can we use generic instead of ABMI? We said no. We talked about the permanent upgrade of our line, and we talked about the cost factor of the supplements.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Marco.
I look forward to the next session because it's already announced very exciting things. I was a regular visitor of sauna for 25 years. I still do it, maybe not so often as before. And I would be really somehow enjoying this to also understand what is the experience of the sauna in America, which I don't know. I never been to America in sauna, but I've been to Scandinavia, so this is also a very interesting point, you know.
Right. I mean, sauna, I would venture to say, came from the Vikings, you know?
That's
I
right.
Mean, pouring in the winter when the trees were cracking in the woods because of such a cold freezing temperature, the poor Viking will drink his ale, will drink his mead, whatever he will drink, right? Sit around the fire and somebody poured a bucket of water on the fire, and there you had your vapors coming out of the fire, right? And the
absolutely,
guy said,
absolutely.
"Wow. This is heaven, guys.
So why don't
we make a little room in there and we pour water on the hot coals?"
And here we are.
That was the beginning of the spa of the sauna. Right?
Well,
we are
okay. Let's not discover everything today. So let's keep some secrets till the next time.
Right, we keep the Vikings for next time. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Marco, for your contribution today. Thanks to the audience. Hopefully they got some information, useful information, and something to think about. And then we'll see you guys next time. Have a nice evening. And thank you.
Thank you also from my side, and see you next time.
Bye, guys. Have a nice evening, everybody. Ciao, bye.